Welcome to the Open House podcast site. Available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Nathan Lee Jones is in the studio with us. He's just released a brand new EP called The Way I'm Missing You, and it's a happy Easter to you.
Thanks, Sheridan. Happy Easter to you too.
And I'm really glad that we've actually got you, because in a few days' time, you're jumping onto the plane, and off to New York you go.
Heading away. So, yes, the jet lag awaits.
Before we talk about music, we need to let people know that they actually already know you very, very well, even if they haven't heard your music yet. Now, we can't mention the chain, but you are the guy who says this.
The burgers are better at... Yeah. I'll leave it there. Wow. So I've been infiltrating your lounge rooms for years.
Yes.
And you haven't even known it.
Yeah. I mean, you're a full-time muso now, but many people would not know that they would have already heard your voice, because you've been a professional voiceover man for a number of years.
I have been, yeah. So it definitely gets me by, and it's a fun job. Mm.
But the main gig is music.
The main gig is music. I love it. Been doing it since I was... very little, as most musicians say. But it's been great, and it's very exciting at the moment having The Way I'm Missing You up and ready for purchase. So it's an exciting time.
How did it begin?
Well, my dad's a pastor, which is a great starting point, because we lived in a manse, which meant we lived next to a church, which meant I had access to a piano. So from a very early age, I was jamming out my own tunes and inspired by all the singing at church, and... from then on, started writing, and it kept going from there.
What was your first song? And how old were you?
I've never been one for really finishing things too well. So the first song was, there were always bits and pieces that came out here and there, you know, about maybe running away or missing out on pocket money or any of those childhood dilemmas.
So they don't come up in your live set anymore, right?
Well, the pocket money thing's always an issue. I wish Mum and Dad still did that, but...
You're 40 years old and it's time you got a job.
It really is.
How old are you, by the way?
26.
Okay.
Yeah, 27 in a couple of weeks, so I'm moving on.
Now, when I say you're jumping on a plane to head over to New York, you've actually already been doing a bit of overseas stuff anyway, haven't
you? I have already, yeah. Last year was a great year. Went around and checked out a few places. In particular, New York just stood out to me because it's so vibrant and so happening. So met some great people with labels and managers and everything like that. So it's all about to happen again. The adventure continues.
Yeah. Tell me, what happens for a full-time muso who then decides, okay, it's time now to leave Australia, headed to the US. You're going to head to New York. What do? You get to New York. Where do you stay? Who do you talk to? Where do you take it from there?
You're making me nervous now. I'm not quite sure. No, it's not. I think having gone last year and doing a lot of the groundwork and meeting people and making friends and connections is great for me, because I can obviously have somebody that will pick me up from the airport and put me up for a while. But look, it's like even doing music in Australia, you've got to wait for the next break or connection, or not even just wait, I guess work towards that. So I'm going to go over with an open mind and see what happens. But I guess it's time to give it a push, and we'll see what goes on from there.
What's been your most memorable event here in Australia that you've done, your best gig?
Best gig? There's been a few. One of the bigger ones, which was a surprise to me, was the 2004 MusicOz Awards. I went along knowing that I'd been nominated for a few categories, and then Dylan Lewis announced that I was the Artist of the Year.
You
so I went up there, and they didn't actually tell me that I was going to win the award. I knew that I was going to be playing, but having that momentum of winning this this award and not knowing it was coming, and playing this song, I thought it was amazing. So there's a lot of adrenaline behind that show.
Fantastic. Well, the EP before the one you've just released was called 10 Letters, and somebody was telling me recently that they took a listen to it and said, wow, it was a really, really good CD. But boy, you must have gone through a lot of breakups. And then it turns out, actually, that those 10 letters were actually based on another famous story.
Absolutely. Well, there's definitely a tie-in. I mean, obviously, there's a point of view where it comes across as my own experience, because I've got to put that into the songs. But one of my favourite stories from growing up was The Prodigal Son. And I think that's such a great story of forgiveness and unconditional love. And so that was definitely put into the album 10 Letters, and pretty much represented 10 letters between different people, and a father and a son, which can be taken in different contexts. But that story, I think, definitely still rings true. And it's something that I live my life by every day. So definitely a deeper, more spiritual level in those songs, for sure.
What about the new album? Any, you know, influence there? You know, you talked about your background, and you talked about obviously being inspired by the Prodigal Son story.
For sure. Well, essentially, a lot of the songs from this EP are from from the 10 Letters album, a couple of remixes and such, but essentially those themes are there, and a lot of people that have had no knowledge really of the story have really enjoyed, I guess, the passion within the songs themselves anyway. So there's definitely an overflow between the two projects, but yeah, it's exciting to be having a new remixed EP to push when I head over to the States.
We're talking to singer-songwriter Nathan Lee Jones, who's about to jump off to the New York and leave us. We're going to get him to play the ivories. We've been basically given a baby grand piano right here in the studio, and he's going to be joining us very soon for a song on that.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, that you've also been doing some other projects, including something called Centrelink the Musical.
Immediately when you say that, I think it raises eyebrows and gets a million thoughts going at once. But look, that was such a good project. Just finished that up last week in Adelaide. My friend came to me with the idea, and I just, as I said, I laughed straight away and said, I need to write your music.
And here's actually a bit of a clip from it. Everything's divine in the Centrelink line.
Oh, but
hey?
Isn't it?
What was it about?
Well, the whole musical was pretty much set in a Centrelink line, so we saved a lot of money on sets. It didn't really change that much. But a brilliant play, and very, very comical about, I guess, the inner workings of the doll system. So a bit of a swipe in a sense at the system, but also, I guess, a celebration of it, because everyone's either had a Centrelink story or know somebody that has, so it was a huge laugh, and we got some really good songs out of it.
Great. Do you ever lack for creative inspiration, or you're somebody who's staying awake at night because you just, you know, can't get the lyrics out of your mind?
To be honest, it's almost like that. I think one of my problems is I sometimes have too much inspiration. So, I mean, with the Centrelink musical, that was just the biggest distraction there was. I'm meant to be getting this EP going and promoting it, but oh, okay, here's another idea for that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But open my eyes to the concepts of musicals. It's a lot of fun, and can't wait to hit Broadway and check out a few shows there.
I'm a little bit the same in the sense that I've got journals, and I collect all of my ideas for the various projects that I'm working on in journals, and I just keep a journal. And actually, to the point where I don't know how to collate all the ideas in my journals now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
it's better than actually having, you know, writer's block and artist's block and all of that, but at the same time, can keep you awake at night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's hear the title clip from this new album, The Way I'm Missing You.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this.
Mm.
This is Nathan Lee Jones as he moves to the keyboard.
We're changing.
As we turn on the microphones, as we pipe up the baby grand piano we've been able to squeeze in here.
Lovely. Didn't mean to make you mad, didn't want to start a fight. Could have talked you through the day, but you vanished overnight. It's not about the keys you took to drive away my car. It's not about the things you purchased on my credit card. But it's all about the way I'm missing you. Yeah. As for where to send this note, well, it only took one guess. I searched the phone book for their name and stumbled on your new address. Trying to track you down and drag you back with me, cause I don't wanna make you someone you don't wanna be. Cause it's all about the way I'm missing you. I'm missing you tonight. Missing you. Yeah, you're missing. I'm missing you. Didn't mean to make you mad. I didn't want to start a fight. Cause it's not about the keys you took to drive away my car. It's not about the things you purchased on my credit card. But it's all about the way I'm missing you. So come back missing you. Cause I am missing you. It's all about the way I'm missing you.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Nathan Lee Jones on Open House. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I think you're going to do amazing in the
house. Cheers, Sharon.
When do you think you might be back to our shores?
I'm not quite sure, but I think Christmas is definitely on the cards. Okay. Just because of Mum and Dad. I won't be forgiven.
Wonderful talent, wonderful sound. NLJmusic.com is Nathan's website. NLJmusic.com. And I do mean that. All the best with your trip to the US.
Thanks, Sharon.
Yeah. NLJmusic.com.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.